I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Anyway, that was Sunday. So after that day, on the Monday, I was a vegan again. Then Tuesday came round and I was a vegan at breakfast and at lunch.
Oh, what?
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever had a breakdown when you realised your healthy smoothie was all your daily calories, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's get our first update then this week, and it's from Victoria.
I know I mentioned on last week's episode that I was really struggling, and that kind of didn't really go away for the rest of the week. And I had a couple of really bad days where I just completely tore myself apart. I compared myself to everybody and anyone. I'm usually quite a confident person, but I was like a different person these 2 days, and it was horrible. It really, really wasn't nice. I'm really, really happy to say that I'm not feeling like that now, but it just shows you how hard it is to pull yourself out of that. But with the announcement, I feel like there's been a kind of weight that's been lifted, and I feel like now I actually have something to aim for. I am kind of focusing on the 12th of April. My birthday is the 10th, so I just feel really focused now, and I feel like that is a target for me personally, and I really want to try and lose at least a stone by then, and that's 7 weeks away. I am out of all my bad stuff now. All the snacks have gone. I have meal planned for the week. So although home scales don't count, for me this week they are counting, and they have also helped get myself back in gear and give my head a bit of a wobble, because I have lost 2 pounds this week.
Or have you?
Yeah, I'm 2 pounds less than what I was last week. So
right, which batteries have you put in? I get confused.
Well, no, last week the batteries were back in and I'd put on 4. So I've lost 2 of that 4. And then, so in 2 pounds time, I'm going to be the same weight as I was at the start of the year.
It all makes perfect sense.
Sure.
So you're out of the slump down and you've been in a bit of a...
Yeah, it's been a weird few days last week. I just got myself into a position and I just basically spiraled and I started beating myself up. And it was all to do with social media, and we know how evil social media can be. But it was, you know,
full of morons, apart from us.
I know, apart from us, yeah, we're the best to cut. But it's just, you compare yourself and you see these amazing before and after pictures. And I'm thinking to myself, now I should be on my after picture. I shouldn't still be looking like my before picture. And it's really hard when you're in that mentality to pull yourself out of it. But yeah, I just took myself away, just gave myself a bit of a wobble, went on a really, really long walk, had a good night's sleep, and I woke up and I felt much better the next day. But it's hard when you feel like that. It really is hard.
It is. And it actually, in this day and age, is hard to come off social media.
Yeah.
Especially when there's not much else to do.
Yeah, you're just scrolling. You're spending a day scrolling. But I tell you what, turn that fucking phone off.
Yeah.
I know. It did really help. It really does. I literally put it in a drawer, left it in another room, and I just did bits around my flat. Like I said, went for a walk, had a good like clean and tidy, and it did, because I wasn't thinking about anything. And it is, social media can be the best of things, because obviously we have amazing listeners who always engage with us, but then, you know, it can have a negative impact as well, which is kind of how I felt. But I feel much, much better now, and I'm focused.
And you're as well, back at groups soon.
That's the focus, isn't it? The groups, and when we can actually reopen and go back to get weighed properly.
Yeah, because I think that's why I've always done kind of all right on swimming world, because I've always had that focus of knowing that I'm going to get weighed like the following week. And then the week
she never stays to group.
Never stays.
Never stay. No, but I do go and get weighed. That is.
Yeah, but that, darling, if you have not sat through a constipation chat with three old dears, you've not been to a bloody swimming world.
Thank God. But with the announcement though, I feel like that's kind of similar. It's kind of giving me something to aim for. So my first obstacle. Or my first challenge, I should say, is to lose a stone.
Well, it's one challenge. It's one stone. It's the power of one.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
But it's more than one a week because it's 7 weeks
yeah, it's
until
like,
that
yeah,
happens.
It's 2 weeks, isn't it? That might be a little bit ambitious.
But what do we think about groups? Are groups going to be back on the 12th of April or is it going to be later than that?
It's the earliest is the 12th of April, right. Isn't it? And if I know Margaret Miles-Brown well from Slimming World, and
don't.
I do,
BFF.
She will want us to be back as soon as that church hall opens its bloody doors.
Ching, 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 ching.
Do you think it would be like, you know, when they did before when it was like weigh and go? So do you think that would be the first
bit? Maybe, but also how successful was that, really?
You two wouldn't know because you didn't do that.
I weighed and buggered off.
But Slimming World's official memes are all talking about June.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if subliminally...
We've got until June
so we can all relax.
But that's still enough for me, though, because I feel like even then... And if it's June, that is like holiday season. Are we going to be going on holidays?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, shit, might actually have to, you know, actually be holiday ready.
I feel like we've got this. The world's going to be open. We can hug our mums.
Yeah.
What, I don't know what more we want. It's all going to be fine. Yes,
actually,
the pubs will be back open and that means more calories.
But we can eat out, yes.
Oh, shit. <you know. laughs>
But I think the thing, me personally, I'm obviously focused on nail salons being back open on the 12th of April and by then I'll be a stone lighter, so I really will be looking really, really good on Monday the 12th of April.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are only good times ahead, guys.
Absolutely.
You heard it
I think
here
we all
first.
Need it.
You heard it here first. The crocus... is popping out. What did Boris say?
The crocus of hope
is popping out its head out of the frost.
Producer Paul.
I didn't even watch it. I just thought I can't look at that hair.
Right, here we go.
Longer.
You're crazy.
This is what Boris did actually say, Joe.
The crocus of hope is poking through the frost.
Well, and we applaud Boris for that very analogy.
But have you seen though? So everything's supposed to be back to normal. I was on the 21st of June, and I'm sure there was something going around on social media yesterday. And Boris's birthday is the 19th of June,
allegedly,
or something like that.
Well, then Boris should have opened things on the 19th.
So he's doing it for his birthday. Doing it to go out with the lads.
I don't give a shit when his birthday is. Or I just need to get back out there. So listen, Liz, let's all work to the 12th of April.
Yes.
And that just means that by June, when the real date is...
With an eye on the 21st of June.
With another eye on the 21st of June, we'll all be there at Target. We won't have to pay Margaret one more penny.
Well, maybe we don't have to pay Margaret any pennies if we have our own way of doing it, Jo.
Yes, okay.
Oh, no. Right.
Let's move on to our excuse of the week. Sarah Brown says someone at our group said she had a £3 gain due to the fact that she went for a night out and her friend kept ordering her vodka and full fat Coke.
Sabotage.
The consultant asked, as a joke, did you have a kebab at the end of the night? She said yes, but it couldn't possibly be that, as she had chicken, salad and garlic with only half a pitta, which she'd counted as her healthy extra B.
Crazy.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, we're all kidding ourselves with that. Ooh, I can have any bread, can't I, for my healthy bee? Of course you can.
A reminder then, if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Our next Zoom meeting is next week. Thursday the 4th of March. Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. So before we move on to our next update, let's get some more of the messages you've been sending us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Helen says, this was as much of a shock to me as it will be to you guys. But genuinely, the power of one that you were talking about has helped me diet today. Instead of two halloumi pitas for breakfast, I just had one.
Yay.
Hashtag nailed dieting.
Well, she's halved her calorie intake for breakfast.
You're
That's
welcome.
A success in my eyes.
I bet she was hungrier, though, because she didn't have two of them. So she definitely had her lunch quicker, and then she had more snacks in the afternoon. By snacks, I mean a spaghetti bolognese.
Sure, the greatest of all the snacks,
but just the one.
Lynn Morris says, I'm living proof that the power of one works. This week for lunches, it was either one cake or one packet of mini eggs each day, and I lost a pound.
There you go. Yay.
All hail the power of one. Or did I just pull a Victoria?
No, you didn't. It was the power of one
pound for one cake or one packet of mini eggs. Kay says, I genuinely feel like you're hypnotizing me by the power of one.
Nice.
I was going to have a second packet of crisps, but decided against it due to the power of one. Exactly.
I'm fucking sick of people losing weight on the power of one because it's not sent us any money.
I'd love to know, though, 1 week in, how many people are still doing this?
Yeah,
I feel like the novelty's worn off.
There's three right there, and that's 3 whole pounds, guys. 3 whole pounds. Wendy says, I was so inspired by Joe the Athlete and Katie and Victoria's Fitbits that I signed up for a 60-day at-home workout challenge. 7 weeks in, I have gained 0.5 pound and have given myself a hernia that will require surgery. Exercise has become my least supportive diet partner.
Exercise does not work. There's your living proof evidence.
It really doesn't, poor Wendy.
I feel like really responsible now.
It is your fault, Victoria.
Yes, it was Victoria's fault.
But she said your name first, Jo.
Sure. So.
Helen Morley Hodge says, I just played freezer roulette. It turns out I've just defrosted stewed rhubarb instead of chicken stock.
Oh, no.
Note to self, always label.
Always label.
What a treat that would be.
Yum.
In a casserole. Lauren Fensom says, so according to my scales, I have lost 2 stone 10 pounds since breakfast. I thought it was the battery, but I just replaced that, so I'm now either 1.5 stone under target or I do need new scales.
Guys,
home scales don't count.
They count when you lose weight.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address. So can we just say hi as well to Bethany, whose birthday it is this week. Her boyfriend Tom wanted a mention for her and to say how proud he is of how well she's doing. Bitch. Tom is a boyfriend who featured on Extra Portions because on their first date, Bethany couldn't decide on a starter from Nando's, so he ordered all three.
Yeah.
That's how she knew. Yes.
Keep them.
Happy birthday, Bethany.
Where can I get one of them? I want somebody that feeds me three starters.
There is a hashtag feeders on Twitter. If you just do that, you'll find all you need there, Victoria.
Perfect. Thank you, Katie.
We're taking her off social media.
Oh, yes, of course.
Remember.
Oh, yeah. When I'm back on properly, that'll be the first thing.
That's it.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Right, let's move on to our second update, and it's from me.
So it turns out there is nothing that can stop me being vegan. Apart from when I cook lamb. I had every intention yesterday of having my roast with just the vegetables and the sage and onion vegan stuffing that I had bought specifically just for myself. But I have to admit, once I had cooked that lamb joint, there was no stopping me. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. Lamb is my favourite meat. So my one thing to do yesterday was to eat lamb. I mean, I may have also had two Marmite hot cross buns with bacon in for dinner as well. But by that point, I wasn't a vegan anymore. I am a vegan again today. So back on the veganism train. Also, not weighed myself for approximately a month now. And although I am living my best life not knowing what damage is being done, I suppose we all have to face the music at some point in our lives, and it's not going to be pretty.
Oh, I pissed the vegans off on Monday when I put
you
that on there.
You are the worst vegan ever.
I'm
quite
well,
possibly the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I always feel to myself, if you're eating less meat, surely you're helping the animals out that way. But the diehard vegans don't like it when you're only a vegan for half the week or 6 out of 7 days a week.
I don't think very you funny. Call yourself a vegan just because you choose to not eat meat one day.
What happened?
Oh, lamb happened, Jo. So I went to...
bought it?
Of course I did. I went to Morrison's on the Sunday morning and I was like, well, what does everyone want for roast this week? And the overwhelming majority were like, lamb. I was like, oh, shit, because that's the...
Why are you asking
the
children
hardest
what they
thing
want?
To resist.
As a woman who's not a mother, well, I find that ridiculous.
I thought I'd safeguarded myself because I bought myself some vegan sage and onion stuffing. So I thought, well, I'll just have that. Because actually...
That's a good substitute for lamb.
A lot of the time, like the stuffing is one of the first things that I'll eat on the plate because that's the thing that I enjoy the most. Well, once the lamb had cooked, it had been in there for like an hour and a half, and I'd cooked it in a bag, one of those cooking bags to maintain all the juiciness. And I was carving it up, and then a bit just popped in my mouth. I had to test it, you know, just to see what it was like, because it's one of the first times that I cooked lamb, and I could not resist. But after that, after I'd carved it up, I was eating the meat off the bone before I was serving dinner. Then I'd dished it all out. There was none left for leftovers because it was all
in
the place.
All in. Go home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like full on troughed the lamb. It was delicious. I'm sorry, vegans.
Sin-free, though. How'd you cook it?
Just in its own juices in a bag.
Fine.
There was no fat on it either because I'd removed all the fat, so absolutely sin-free. So obviously I was doing something well that day.
You inspired me actually to do a roast. I did a roast chicken on Sunday actually, and I enjoyed it. And I don't think I would have had it had you not mentioned doing a roast. So thank you for that.
And then for dinner that day, I happened to have in some Marmite and cheese hot cross buns. And
also,
it turns out
well vegan.
Also, what's better than Marmite and hot cross buns? I ask you.
With cheese in.
No, with bacon in. Oh my God, it was delicious.
Shit, yeah, you had bacon in.
So I had bacon sandwiches with Marmite hot cross buns. Divine. Anyway, that was Sunday. So after that day, on the Monday, I was a vegan again. Then right. Tuesday came round and I was a vegan at breakfast and at lunch.
Oh, what?
And then on Tuesdays, because every Tuesday God, evening, I have a lot on, Paul. I'm a very busy woman. I pick the kids up from school and I got an appointment on Tuesday night. So I didn't have time to cook from scratch, even with my Mindful Chef
recipes.
Did you
go to McDonald's?
I'd go to McDonald's.
And, oh my God, Katie!
And I can confirm the Homestyle crispy chicken burger is the fucking best thing they've ever brought out.
Oh no. So
better than the Big Tasty? Yeah, 100% better than the Big Tasty.
Which you were obsessed with.
Yeah. And now I've got a new obsession.
Shit.
So how are we doing today?
I've been a vegan today. I've had Weetabix and coconut milk with banana for breakfast.
Right,
I've got some vegetable biryani for lunch.
Give it up now, it's crazy.
Well, I've paid out for fucking Mindful Chef now and they're all vegan recipes, so I'm going to have to do it at some point.
Yeah, but we'll just have some vegan meals, but don't say you're a vegan. I never want to hear that come out of your mouth
again.
Okay,
I'm not a vegan. Sometimes I eat vegan dishes. Yeah, sometimes I do some vegan dishes.
You know what? You're definitely putting weight on as well because you're probably eating really high fat stuff.
Extremely rude. That's extremely rude.
But Katie, that's what happens when you eat hot cross buns.
Right, okay.
I think that's the result.
And McDonald's. But I just mean because, like, vegan doesn't always mean that you're going to, like, lose weight anyway, because obviously there's, like, crisps and sausage rolls and stuff. But you're, like, eating the meat on top of eating the high-fat vegan stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So if anything, you probably actually doing
worse. I didn't weigh this week, so I don't know if I have to put on weight. So thanks for that again, Victoria. So I'm trying...
So what are we doing now, love? What are we doing now? How patronising do I sound? Now talk to me, Katie.
Well, I feel like, Joe, I'm clean eating. I said I was doing this before I realised what it was.
Shut from Paul, now. She today. Means from now.
Oh, I know right. exactly what I put in my mouth
in,
today.
And in Katie's defence, I offered her a Marmite hot cross bun, which
was
you,
producer Paul,
bought the four-pack... For me, I offered her one early and she turned it down.
Turn it down. That's my
because you've had that many of them, you're bored of it now.
No, yeah, maybe. Can I just say, you can never get bored of Marmite and cheese hot cross buns. If there was one thing that I would eat for the rest of my life, it would be those.
Where can I get them from? I feel like I need to try them.
Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, they're Marks's only.
Yeah.
Are they? Oh,
limited edition.
Oh,
so get them in while you can.
So stock up.
Yeah.
So you're clean eating now. That's your new
thing.
Yeah,
that's the new thing. Clean nice. Eating, okay. Making sure I know exactly what it is I've cooked and put in my mouth. That's achievable, attainable today.
If we see you with a chicken burger in your fucking mouth in the next 7 days, you will be relieved of your duties of club secretary of the Power of One.
No, because I've just had that one McDonald's this week.
Well, you're not
and
allowed
that's
to.
Enough.
And you're not allowed to. Those are the rules. Good luck.
Every week we take nominations for Hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This one's come in from Gemma Oliver. She says, I was a slimming angel and bought myself a coconut milk latte.
Nice.
I also ordered my husband some tiffin. I actually said out loud, he wants some tiffin. I was alone. Then she asked me to buy a charity treat pot for myself, as the tiffin was for my husband. So I caved in and bought one full of chocolates. Sin-free, as it's for charity, yes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. As was the tiffin.
What is tiffin?
Is it like a...
biscuit and chocolate. And
is it like a cakey
in,
type
yeah.
thing?
It's
yeah.
It's a no-bake cake.
Is it kind of like a you Rocky Road then, but without like the marshmallows?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds nice.
Yeah,
it's nice.
If we all have a fake husband, we can buy him one of those too.
Right, let's get our last update, and it's from Jo.
I've not done too bad, actually, this week. I've measured myself using the Secret World of Slimming Club's tape measure that you can buy in our Etsy shop, and I've lost 0.5 inch from my hips.
Yay!
And that's it. But your hips don't lie, guys, so that must mean poundage. Of course, I'm not weighing because home scales don't count. I also decided this weekend to start doing some SP days, which if you're not on Slimming World, you won't know. An SP day is speed food and protein only. On the day one of me doing a speed day, I had some Linda McCartney veggie sausages, but they're apparently not a speed food.
No.
Also, baked beans used to be good on a speed day. They're not good anymore. No. So, you know, fuck the rules.
It's not fair.
You were so confident in yourself. Was it Sunday you were doing your SP day? You were banging on about it Saturday, banging on about it on social media first thing Saturday morning when you'd conned me into going all the way to Lidl, by the way, to buy you a Nutribullet. Anyway.
Thank you for that. Can you keep trying though?
I will. The bakery's delicious. So you were very full of confidence. And then as soon as you put that on there, the messages flew in. Yeah. From all the diehard slimming worlders that know exactly what you're doing wrong.
Yeah, it was. But you, am I doing it wrong, or is MMB Margaret Miles Bramwell?
You're doing it wrong. Full of shit.
What?
Because
what have you just asked the question?
I'm asking the question, and Margaret, your right to reply is always here. You know that. If I'm eating a rosemary and red onion sausage
that's processed,
no. It's how can Linda McCartney, she would never, ever endorse a processed product. How are you telling me that that is not just vegetables?
I mean, it because feels if you look crazy. At the ingredients, it's not just vegetables, it's rusks and husks and all sorts of preservatives in there too.
Are they vegan or are they just vegetarian?
Yeah, they are vegan, yeah.
They're vegan, the vegetarian. They should be fucking speed, as far as I'm concerned. They should be okay on a speed day. They're vegetables and they're sin free. So, what the hell was I doing wrong? But believe me, you told me in your billions. So, thank you for that. Also, baked beans, they're also full of shit, apparently.
Half an inch though, Joe. That's a great achievement. Well done.
No, that's since the new year.
Yeah, that's great. Well done. Loss is a loss.
Yeah, better off than on.
Less right. Bloat that week. I do not eat bread that
well,
day.
Well, it was hips.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, everything else is still bloated. No, so don't noodles. Worry about that. What's interesting though now is that now we can actually see that we might have to go back to group in our lifetime. Because I think we all were thinking, yeah, that might not happen ever. And it actually will. So, guys, more SP days, including a vegetarian sausage, if that's what you want.
That's not an SP day then, is it? And you're not allowed Muller Lights on SP days anymore, just so you know.
You're not allowed
or
anything.
Yogurt. No, you're not allowed fuck
you're
all.
You're not allowed anything. So don't do SP days. We can't endorse those on here. But yeah, I feel like I'm sticking to it. I'm in a hotel with work for the rest of the week. And so I've bought the only things I've bought in to eat.
Yeah.
Are like my batch cooking.
And I've been very impressed by the content of our fridge upstairs because it's full of spag bowls and chicken. And
That's just a snack, Katie. That's just a snack.
It's not a meal. Turkey quinoa is in there. Sin-free.
Yeah.
As we know, not SP, but sin-free. New catchphrase. Get that on a sticker. So that's there. Some Muller Lights are there. I've got pouches of rice and fruit. And that is all I will be eating this week.
Approximately how many smoothies... Because you seem to be doing a lot of that as well at the minute. I saw some powder on our Instagram.
Yeah. Cacao, is that how you say it? The cacao and the carob chocolate seed. I don't fucking
lush.
Know. Anyway, makes your smoothies taste like chocolate and it's healthy. That's only one sin for a teaspoon.
All I've got from your smoothies was the messages that were coming in were like, no, put spinach in there. No, no kale. No, you need cauliflower. I'm just like, hell is she
frozen
making?
Cauliflower.
I'm
not.
Yeah, somebody said put frozen cauliflower in your smoothies.
No, I'm sorry, but no.
I have not done that.
No.
I mean, I might try it. But no, it's not happened yet, and it can't happen for the rest of the week. Oh. Why? Because you didn't get me a Nutribullet for work, Katie. Thank you for bringing it up.
I got mine for like £13 from Argos, if that helps.
13?
Yeah, it's really cheap. Yeah, it was like half price.
Wow, that's really... Well, I bought my Nutribullet for £100 back in the day. That's why I don't want to shell it out twice for work. Anyway, work could also become a place of health, as it is this week, because I brought all my meals in. Shut up, you. I brought all my meals in. So I physically am just going from here, hotel here, for 3 days. There's no opportunity for me
there
to
is.
Have
I've stayed in that hotel. There's a vending machine there with chocolate in.
Twirls. You know you're a sucker for a twirl.
I've already worked out going in the back door so you don't have to go past the vending machine. But I've got it sorted.
She's got it
so
nailed.
You've got it sorted for 3 days.
For 3 days, yeah, then it's my boyfriend's birthday.
Oh!
There we go.
This is the cake you always describe, which I get really hungry when you think about what's it called?
It's the salted caramel Madeira cake from Morrison's. They don't do it anymore. Otherwise, I'd have got you one for your birthday. Because they don't do it anymore. And it's the single greatest cake that's ever been made. So everything else is a disappointment, and that's why I won't be having one.
Now let's move on to our least supportive diet nomination for this week. Today's come in from Rosemary. She says, I'd like to nominate my two-year-old son for least supportive diet partner. Aww. I took him and his sister shopping with me as my husband was working. I turned my back for a second and he'd gone to the bakery section and picked up a big loaf of tiger bread. I couldn't just put it back after he got his grubby little hands all over it. So I had to buy it. I thought I would just give it to him as a snack.
Bigger than his actual head.
But he took one bite of this perfect crusty bread slathered in butter and said, yuck, and threw it on the table. So now the bread is sitting on the kitchen counter and it's calling
me. Yeah, that's so hard.
Tiger bread is beautiful as well. Especially Lurpak.
Such a good choice for the sun.
Now, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Mission Little says, I once tried a three-day detox. I declared on Instagram on Monday that I'd start it on Tuesday. I said, anyone can do anything for 3 days, right? Wrong. I made it to 10:30 a.m. on the first day and then thought, fuck it. Life's too short to be starving and miserable. I then had to post an Insta story sequence to declare my failure. So I'm never going to pretend to detox again.
Oh, God. Well, literally like a couple of hours, 10:30 in the morning. Yeah. I mean, she probably only posted it at 9. Holly says, I have been binge listening to all your podcasts in the last couple of weeks and I've now been inspired to rejoin my slimming world. Really?
Wow. You're such a good job of promoting that.
I'm weighing at home tonight and I have a question. Is it bad that I'm trying to weigh as much as possible for my first home weigh-in tonight? It's lunchtime and I'm having a Mackie's breakfast, a full pack of biscuits and a Tesco meal deal with crisps.
No, that's absolutely acceptable.
Everyone does that, don't they?
You can actually make it up though if you're at home.
I didn't even think about that.
Because when you actually do eventually go to groups,
yep.
You could have lost
a
stone.
I'm 22 stone.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
week.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Next week I'm 12.
Do it, Holly, do it.
And Katie King says, does Katie's stupid speed soup still make you lose weight if you then sit and eat half a box of Special K straight out the box because healthy you did the food shop and only bought fruit to snack on, asking for a friend?
I hate healthy me.
There's nothing more disappointing than when I'm absolutely on plan on a shop and then come back with nothing else tasty for me.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
Have a carrot.
Yum!
You've got yourself an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week it was Victoria, who was named by Joe.
Victoria, now
I can't remember what. Oh no, I think it.
She was having a bad week.
Oh yeah, yeah, gave I think, yeah, to make yeah, you yeah, feel better. Yeah. I don't know, some bullshit. Victoria, now it's your choice, darling.
It's been a while, actually.
No, it's I'll call you, darling.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, she's called me fat earlier in the podcast, so either she gives me Slimmer of the Week or she looks like a dick.
Yeah.
I think you're putting words in my mouth. I don't think I called you fat. I just said I think you'd probably be putting weight on.
Now, listen, I, again, I'm really trying to stick to a plan.
For 3 days.
For 3 days, I am not having sins. Because of work issues. And
you,
I won't be having cake.
You've got Marmite and cheese hot cross buns
not
upstairs.
Not my fault.
There's no way on earth you're resisting them for 3 days.
Well, you'll see, won't you? Because the packet will be on my desk. Because I'm not going home.
Well, what a waste of money on producer Paul's part.
Yeah, he loves wasting money on me, don't you? loves all that. So, I mean, that's my plan for the week, Katie.
Well, she called me fat, so... Okay.
I didn't call you fat!
So who's Slimmer of the Week, Victoria?
Well, I love it when Katie just fails at a plan and she goes completely off the rails and she just, you know, can't follow anything. So for me, that's why she's my inspiration. So Katie, you are Slimmer of the Week, but it's not because I called you fat, because I didn't call you fat.
She's Slimmer of the Week because she's a vegan who had lamb.
Yeah.
No, yeah. This is so ridiculous because she can't stick to a plan.
Katie, take it.
Yeah, that's mine. So you may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.